Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, and happy Wednesday, everybody. I am just beaming with excitement because today is a solo episode, and it's been a little bit since we've had a nice little one-on-one chat. So I'm really looking forward to today's podcast episode. And as always, thank you everyone who rates and reviews this podcast and who just sends any kind of love and support my way. It genuinely makes my day every time. So thank you so much. Moving into the Fun and Games segment of this podcast, I want to hop right in because we have some amazing and exciting announcements coming. The first thing is that we are having a live podcast meetup event. This is the first meetup and event that I have ever done on this large of a scale, and I am stoked. The last time I even did a meetup was before Vinny was born, and it was really small, just downtown Arizona, which was really fun. But this is an entire event planned out. I have an amazing team behind me, which I am so excited and grateful for. So that is happening November 12th in Nashville. Get your tickets before it is sold out. And if I'm being honest, probably the thing that I'm most excited about is not only is it going to be me meeting you guys, but Darian and Vinny are also going to be here, which is just like mind-blowing. Darian has never been to an event, and because he is kind of a large part of this podcast, it'll be so special to be able to have him there with me at this event. We are celebrating Fun and Games turning one. This is the big birthday bash. Again, it's happening Saturday, November 12th from 9 to noon. All of the information and more that you need to know is going to be linked in the show notes. Tap it, get your tickets. It is going to be amazing. And I am so excited. I am hosting workouts. There are going to be 2 workouts during this event. So you can come earlier, hit the earlier one, or hit the one a little bit later. They're going to be amazing. We have some equipment provided by Gymshark. Like, everybody's pitching in. This is just such a dream and so surreal. I am so excited to be able to meet you because we chat so much on this podcast. We're already besties. Like, it is time to just like meet and have this really cool powwow. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. And the second really big announcement, you guys, is I am now with Beam. Beam is an amazing supplement company, and they are actually sponsoring this entire event with me. They are helping me throw it, and they have been a fantastic team to work with. I am so excited and so grateful for all of their help and support. This is going to be so amazing. I have been trying out their supplements for quite some time, and it's taken me a while because if I'm just being completely honest, like, it's a little bit hard to leave a company I've been with for so long, and I love the old company I was with. I have nothing bad to say about them. We parted on amazing terms. I have grown so much, and again, I wish nothing but the best for them. There is absolutely no tea. I just wanted to try something new, and I'm really excited for the new opportunities that are coming with this new company and to support them in their journey as well as just enjoy the products that they provide. So I'm really stoked about this. We've got our amazing Fun and Games 1 year celebration sponsored by Beam. Again, I'm going to be hosting 2 different workouts. We're going to have a meet and greet. There's going to be gift bags, food trucks, and more. And you guys, I asked you on Instagram, what are some sayings that you would want on new merch? I made it specifically for you for this event. I custom made all of these and I'm really excited. I have other little goodies that I have scoured the internet for to just have you feel so celebrated and part of this community because I it's really cool that this is all online, but I wish that we were in person just like hanging out and stuff. So I'm really, really looking forward to this event. I'm just beaming. I'm buzzing. Oh, I just hit my knee on the table. I'm just absolutely buzzing, and I'm so excited that Darian and Vinny are going to be able to be there as well. So it's going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun, and we can't wait to see you there in Nashville, November 12th. Again, tickets are in the show notes. Before getting into the episode, we are going to do our weekly review. Today's review is from It's Over Now. It says, Brit's a gym bestie for your ears. I came across Brittany's YouTube just a few months ago and quickly caught up on all of her vlogs and was stoked to see that she had a podcast too. I put this on weekly for her upbeat encouragement and fantastic tips and entertaining stories, but also appreciate that she isn't afraid to gently challenge her listeners to continue toward their fitness journey goals. Brit is like a gym bestie and is getting me through a tough season right now and keeping me encouraged every step of the way. It's the perfect podcast for fit beginners and pros alike. Thank you so much. I just want to pick something out of this. It says, getting you through a tough season right now. I don't know what it has been about the past 2 weeks. They have been so challenging for me. I think it has to do with the whole gym situation of changing gyms and feeling uncomfortable every time I go in there, knowing that, you know, I have to work a lot of times when I go in there, meaning like film my workouts or something, and I'm overly conscious and overly self-conscious now going into the gym. And it's so tough. Like, again, I just want to constantly remind you, going to the gym is not always easy. Hardly ever is it really easy. I mean, there's a lot of good days where I'm like, yeah, let's go. Like, I'm ready. But there's a lot of other days where I'm too inside of my head, or I'm too stressed out because of work or this or that, or it was just so difficult to even get to the gym. Being a mom, you know, trying to wrangle a toddler, which is so much fun, but it's challenging. It is hard. We can all come up with a million thousand excuses, but ultimately, again, I just want to let you know that you are not alone. This is not easy. You are doing way, way better than you think you are doing. And I just want to give you some words of encouragement to keep going. And also, I love that I can be your bestie in the gym, because it can get so lonely. And let me just say, whenever I listen to the gym stories episodes, like last week's, I am dying in the gym. I'm like, people probably think I'm so crazy just sitting here cracking up in the middle of a set. I'm like, this is so a little embarrassing, but honestly, like, I don't care. I'm having a blast. Like, it's none of anybody's business and no one probably cares, but it's so much fun. And I just love that you guys are my podcast besties. I hope you can come to the event, but I totally understand if you can't. I know it is a little bit short notice and it is a quick turnaround. All of this has been a little bit of a quick turnaround, but I'd love to see you if you can make it. If not, hopefully we can do something like this again. So now hopping into today's episode, I know that this holiday season is coming up, okay? It is officially November. I am recording this November 1st. This is going up tomorrow, Wednesday, November 2nd. Oh my gosh. Also, it's almost Vinny's 3rd birthday. So you will hear all about how his birthday went in the next podcast episode, which I can't wait on that weekly recap. So anyways, it is November. It is almost December. This is holiday season. Like, you thought you were stressed out about summer, traveling, getting off track, and then like trying to get back into the routine. Like, this is holiday season. This is where all of the best foods are at the end of the year. Man, we got all the pies, we got all the apple crisps, all of the delicious pumpkin pie, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, we do cinnamon rolls every single Christmas morning. I mean, literally, that has been our tradition since it's always been the tradition. There is no other tradition. Also, are you Pillsbury cinnamon rolls or Pillsbury orange rolls? Both are fantastic, but which team are you? I am team cinnamon roll. And if Darian was here, he would say, oh, for sure. Team orange roll all the way. That was my impersonation, which was terrible. But anyways, all of the good foods, and it's cold. We don't want to wake up as much. Or ever. No, but you know, even now, I'm having a harder time waking up early because it is pitch black until 7 or 8 a.m. And I'm like, wait, what time is it? It's 9 a.m. before it feels like it's normally 7 a.m. So it's kind of this crazy time warp. And we just want to get cozy. We want to get comfortable. All of that. This is the season. I know a lot of people have a lot of stress and guilt. I know it because I see it all over social media. I hear it in everyday conversation, even in the gym. Oh, working off Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, gotta burn off those calories. I hear it in these conversations of how people can kind of fear food and they just struggle during this time. It is a mental battle that I know a lot of people struggle with. So I really wanted to kind of dive in on today's episode and just talk about letting go of the guilt, being able to enjoy your holiday season, but then also sticking consistent with what you want. You don't need to wait for the new year to try and hit new goals. Every single day, do better. Every single day, be a little bit better than you were the day before. That helps so much, especially when it comes to consistency. Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, the whole I'll start tomorrow mindset. I had another episode about that a little earlier if you want to listen to that. They're just like, oh, I'll just do it later. I'll start at the new year. You know, I won't worry about it now. I'll do it at the new year. But if you start now with just small habits, I'm not saying you're excluding any of these fun foods because literally I live for this season. I have made pumpkin bread a millionth trillion times. You can still enjoy every single food. I'm saying what you can do now is realize you can start now. You can this season. You are going to realize and have the awakening that you can both follow goals, reach goals, work out, skip workouts, eat foods that you enjoy. You don't have to miss out on family traditions. You don't have to miss out on making your grandma's apple pie or whatever it is. You do not have to miss out this season and feel guilty. You can enjoy it. You can be present. You can work through maybe what you've struggled with in the past of having a guilt-free holiday season. That is like one of the number one things I want you to be able to go to this season and be able to feel guilt-free. That is going to be a huge mental test and a mental task because we are people who we kind of go into our behaviors. We've been having this thought process since, I don't know, you were in high school, you were in college, you had a roommate who did this. And so you subconsciously are thinking, oh, do I need to feel guilty about this? Or your parent maybe had a bad relationship with food or whatever it is. You're following people on social media who are saying, oh, let's burn off those calories last night. Or, you know, make sure you limit your intake for the holiday season, whatever it is that makes you maybe feel that way. I just want everybody to have such an amazing holiday season, to be able to enjoy, live their best life, but to know that on top of that, you can still hit your goals. It might look a tiny bit different, but that doesn't mean you can't try or start at all. So now I'm going to give you a couple of tips. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill. Help you with this to kind of break it down. The first one is gonna be to be present. And okay, this actually is perfect because I've been seeing this meme or TikTok, I don't really know, is basically where people are like, oh, when you're in your teens, you're so worried about what you look like. And then when you get in your 20s, you're insecure about your body. And then when you're 30s, you wish you looked like you did in your 20s. And then when you're 60, you look back and you're like, wow, I wish I could feel the way I felt in my 30s. And basically you look through your whole life. And as you reflect, as you've gotten older, you're like, wow, I really have never appreciated where I was when I was there. I was never present. While again, I'm all for having goals. You want to fix things in your life. You want to change things. You want to make and create better healthy habits. You even want to look a certain way. Like, you can have those goals, but you still should be able to be present and to be able to connect with your life in the way that it is, because some point in time, you might look back down the road and say, man, I really liked it when I was in this state, but I can remember that I wasn't happy back then. Like, that thought crushes me of looking back at old pictures and saying, oh my gosh, I looked so good back then. And then you're like, wait, I was still self-conscious in those photos. Why did I do that to myself? That thought process of be present where you are, be grateful for what you have, where it's the quote Darian said, you can be content with where you are, but you don't have to be complacent. You can still want and seek change, but you're still loving who you are. You're still trying to connect with being in the present of, yeah, you know, I've got some goals I want to hit and it's going to be great when I get there. But for now, I'm still doing that inner work, working on that inner monologue that everything is going to be okay. And I just love that thought because even for me, sometimes I'll get so stressed or overwhelmed with work that I struggle with living in the moment. I'll be thinking of all the things I need to do and all the things that I need to do next and just like all this long list of things that constantly needs to be done. And I focus on that instead of what's happening in the moment. And I can say firsthand that moments pass you by. It is like this weird vortex of time where everything is a blur. Like, I remember when I first started doing social media, some days would just blur into the other because I was so honed in. I was so focused. I would not hang out with friends. I was so focused on my goals. I like only would work or hang out with Darian or go to the gym. And I remember so many days, I'm like, what was even going on in those years? It was such a blur because all I did was the same thing. I was never really grounded in the moment or present in the moment for a lot of times. And I think that's something that we can all connect with or relate to, is whenever things are kind of crazy in grind mode, we're kind of in like robot mode, right? Where life is just kind of passing us by. I feel like it's always a good reminder to be present, reconnect with the now. Don't worry about what's happening in the future. Don't worry about what was happening in the past. Connect right now to how things are going. So find some type of way when you maybe are getting a little bit overwhelmed this holiday season. Ground yourself. Just be present. Journal. Go outside. And remember, it's about how you feel. Are you having so much fun spending time with your family that you haven't seen in forever? I see my family once, maybe twice a year. Like, you best believe the last thing I'm going to be stressing about is how many freaking cinnamon rolls I'm eating. Absolutely not. I know that this is a little bit abnormal to my normal routine, and that's okay. This isn't as much consistency, right? I'm not just completely indulging 24/7. No, I'm trying to remain consistent. You know, it's whatever, it's my lifestyle. I know that this is more of an abnormal. I'm going to enjoy it while I'm there. I do not care. And that's my philosophy, though. That's where I've come to in life. I know not everybody's there and everybody has their own, you know, goals that they're reaching. That might not work with whatever your goals are. Maybe you're prepping for a show. Maybe, I don't know exactly what your goals are. But for me, I've just always wanted to be present, to focus on the memories I'm making more than other things. With that being said, I don't ever want to like make myself sick by eating too much food. I'm not saying like I gorge myself. This is getting a little weird. You know what I'm saying. So I'm going to move on to number two, which is a reminder that one quote bad day unquote does not ruin your progress. In my opinion, you guys all know, I do not believe in good days or bad days. I think that when it comes to food, right? This isn't about training. There definitely are some really bad training days. When I'm talking about like food, I don't ever feel like there should be any reason for guilt around anything that anybody eats, right? Unless if you're like allergic to something and you almost killed yourself and you don't have an EpiPen, like, you know, maybe be better. Like me, sunflower seeds, be better, Brittany. Check the ingredients on the label. That maybe is a bad decision because it's literally altering my life. But you know what I'm saying. Ultimately, no bad foods, no good foods. That is my philosophy. That is what I love to live by because why is certain food labeled bad? Like, I just don't understand it. And everybody comes from life from such a different perspective. Like, I know some people struggle with eating pizza or popcorn or cake or apple pie because for them, that has been something where in the back of their mind, they're thinking, oh, this is so unhealthy. Like, this isn't good for me, blah, blah, blah. So they will never eat it. Whereas the first time that they do have that pie, for them mentally, like, that is a healthy step in their process of, okay, they can have that. Or food, like eating a French fry that is processed. It's some people get really paranoid about all the ingredients and knowing every single ingredient that's in every food that they eat. So they'll only cook for themselves. So being able to eat a meal out at a restaurant and not stress about what kind of oil they're using, that in a sense can be, okay, a big step forward. So I hate saying like, oh, well, apple pie is bad. No, for some people, like, that's amazing that they were able to finally eat apple pie and not feel guilty. That is a win. Mental health. That is a huge, huge win. And plus they're satisfied because apple pie is fire. Okay, it's gas. You fight me on it. So it's hard for me to even label any food good, bad, whatever, all in moderation through and through. During this holiday season, this is a reminder that you're not a failure if you're enjoying a night out with your family. You're not a failure if you're going out. You're not a failure if you're drinking hot chocolate. Look, I just, like, life is so much more. I feel like in the 20s and 30s, we're so, like, worried about what we look like, which is cool. Like, if that's your goal, that's cool. But don't have that be your entire life based around that. You've got to have some kind of balance where you can actually go out and enjoy your life. And that is just what I want from you, is just not to have this guilt or this pressure or this stress around the holiday season of, oh, what if I get off track? You know what? The next day, try to be better. Try to do better. It just doesn't have to be as big of a deal as it needs to. I think social media can sometimes blow that out of proportion. And I think a lot of times the media feeds on people's fear, where this has been something that's been talked about forever. Even with before influencers, right? This is something that is a normal. It is a joke where, oh, we're burning off calories. Oh, you're going to work out to burn off last night's dinner or last night's drinks. Like, that's just a social thing that has been talked about. I'm not a fan of that mentality because food, drinks, they're not a reward. They are mandatory for us to live and breathe, and they bring a lot of joy into our lives. So being able to kind of come to a conclusion of finding a good relationship with that and not using workout as a way to battle that guilt that you have for whatever you ate. And also just, yeah, you guys get the point. I'm going to move on. The last one is to get a routine. And I think you may be thinking, hey, this is a little bit crazy. People are traveling for the holidays. Why am I having a routine? But let me say, now is the perfect time to start. Today, right now. Great time to start. It is never too late to start, to find a routine, to get back on, quote, track, to just start over, start fresh. It is a new month. And so for the month of November, I'm challenging myself just to be a little bit more consistent. I need a push and I need accountability. So I am doing a challenge again for the entire month of November using one of my programs on my app. Join me if you want. If you do join, somebody's going to get a free annual subscription, which is going to include the really awesome new workout program that's coming in the new year, as well as my other secret project, which I've kind of mentioned here and there, but I'm keeping it a little bit under wraps for now. But you'll also get both of those. So honestly, if you want to join, it'll be awesome. You can do it with me. If not, I'm doing this anyways, because I need that accountability of not trying to push this off till the new year, starting now, starting today, no excuses. Like, we still have 2 months. Why would I waste that? Just because I know I'm going to be traveling a little bit more and I'm going to be enjoying a lot of other foods, I can still try my best to stick to a routine to build those habits. And this is going to be a true test of, hey, is this actually a lifestyle for you? Are you able to navigate through the holidays guilt-free, stress-free, hit your workouts when you can, still enjoy the foods you love? Like, this is a cool way to say, hey, can I do this all guilt-free and try to stay consistent with myself? So I think I'm either going to run my core program, I haven't decided yet, because that's 3 days a week and I can do that at home. And I know I'm going to be traveling a lot this month when it's just going to be crazy busy. My calendar is fully booked. I'm a little bit stressed about it, but we don't have to talk about that. So I kind of want to run this new program that I'm writing right now, or my core program. So we'll see. I am so excited. And if you guys want to join this challenge, do it. The link to download my app is in the show notes. So go ahead and join. I have 5 programs right now on my app. Again, I have the core program. I have my glutes program, a beginner gym, advanced gym, and an at-home program finally for all of you, which is also a dumbbell only. I just need some kind of motivation because switching gyms is always a little bit stressful for me. So I need to get my butt back into gear. I am accountable for the month of November. So this will be fun. Hopefully you'll do it with me. And you guys, that's everything for today's episode. It's a little bit of a shorty. Sorry about it. But I am so excited for so many things to come up, especially this Fun and Gains live event in Nashville. Get your tickets, you guys. I'm so excited to be part of the Beam family and to be able to use their products. Their flavors, dude, are so good. Their flavors are unreal. And I'm glad we could just have a little chit chat. I'm really hoping you can enjoy this holiday season guilt-free and work toward that goal. We are in this together, you guys. And with that being said, I will talk to you all next time for some more Fun and Gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.